Regina, YWCA Regina got a much-needed infusion of funds for its project to create more affordable housing and shelter spaces for women and children. It was announced Thursday that Saskatchewan Housing Corporation was providing an additional $3 million grant towards the YWCA Center for Women and Families project. The project is expected to be completed in the fall of 2024 in the Cathedral area of Regina, with construction already underway. Once completed, the 85,000-square-foot building will provide 68 affordable housing units for women and children, and also 40 emergency shelter spaces funded by the Ministries of Social Services and Justice. When it opens, the center will provide crisis and preventative supports through YWCA Regina and other community partners. The crisis services are currently provided out of the YWCA's current downtown location on McIntyre Street, and they plan to keep those services going up until the new building is ready. The new building is roughly 17,000 square feet larger than the existing space, and will allow YWCA Regina to accommodate expanded services for childcare, mobile crisis services and outreach. This is a truly unique and first-of-its-kind response to the barriers and inequities that keep women and families trapped in a cycle of poverty and violence, said Melissa Coomber Benson, CEO of YWCA Regina, of the project. It's the solution our city and province needs right now. Cost of living, inflation, and a complex recovery from the pandemic years have impacted us all. It has especially impacted our city's most marginalized and disadvantaged individuals. She indicated the cost of the project has risen dramatically in the past year. Over $18 million has been added to the construction cost due to inflation, said Coomber Benson. She said the initial cost estimates had come in at $45 million but it now stood at around $63 million, with the project itself essentially unchanged with no additions. Coomber Benson told reporters the project still faces shortfall of $7 million. They hope to make that up through their capital campaign seeking corporate and individual donations, and they also are working with the city for additional funding. They are also looking at fundraising from the community. The $3 million from the province is in addition to an initial commitment provided by the province through Sask Housing, $1 million, and through the federal government's Investing in Canada Infrastructure Program. At the sod turning in June of 2022, a $33.9 million commitment was announced from the Government of Canada through the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation, and $13 million has been raised so far through the community campaign. The city of Regina has also donated $2 million in land. We all here know the why, does incredible work developing housing and offering support services for women and children affected by domestic violence and homelessness, said Jean Makowski, Minister for Sask Housing Corporation, at the funding announcement on Thursday. This support work helps build stronger families and communities, and I thank the why for their commitment to the people they serve. The Government of Saskatchewan recognizes that safe, affordable housing contributes to the health and well-being of our province.